I came to seminary with a lot of uncertainty. I wasn't sure if I was cut out for this life of study. I had a family. Well, I didn't have a family at that time. I had a wife at that time, working full time. I remember coming in the first week before classes in Daryl's office. He pulls me aside and he says, "So can you preach?" Little did he know I had never preached a sermon in my life, and I was absolutely terrified of the thought. And that just compounded the fear inside me. There was another time when I came home from class, those first couple semesters, and Sarah asked, "What'd you guys talk about in class tonight?" I said, "I have no clue." It's not that the professor wasn't clear, I just didn't understand any of the terms. I am so glad that Sarah, my wife, and others encouraged me to stay the course and finish seminary. Because as a result of my time at Phoenix Seminary, it has changed the course of my life. And it's changed the course of my life because of the men and women who have impacted my life during my time here. I've developed a healthy template of what Christian leadership looks like because of the people I've met at Phoenix Seminary. This template started in Switzerland when I met Dr. Wayne Grudem. And he was teaching, and I was drawn to his humble and gracious teaching style. And I was captivated by what he said about this seminary in Phoenix that I'd never heard of. When we arrived in the summer of 04, yeah, I said summer of 04. I've been in seminary a long time. Our friends, Micah and Molly, showed us the hospitality of Christ. I hope they're here tonight. I think we're still friends. Because what was supposed to be a week turned out to be an entire summer. And we're grateful for them. I experienced Christ's care for my family through Wayne and Margaret Grudem, through Rick Eford, Pastor Rick Eford, through James and Renee Fillingame, who mentored Sarah and I, who took us through some difficult times that we were dealing with, and they made the theory of class true to life for us. I felt Christ's lavish grace when we were in a tough spot financially and in an unknown to us. Someone wanted to buy a townhouse and rent it to us at a cheap rate so that we could finish seminary. In the classroom, Dr. Tracy challenged me about Christ's call and his passion for the poor and the marginalized. I discovered new levels of depths in God's word through the teaching of John Dalhousie. Never thought you could go quite that deep. I saw Christ's joy and exuberance, Dr. Paul Wegner, as he taught Hebrew participles. And as he assigned timeline after timeline after timeline. As an employee of the seminary, I witnessed Christ's care for each and every student by looking at the administrative staff who prayed countless times for the students and were constantly looking for ways to make the seminary a better place to study. I'm privileged to have studied and to have worked with them. Proverbs says that he who walks with the wise becomes wise. Today I stand before you privileged to have walked with the wise during my time at seminary. That uncertainty that which I began seminary with has been replaced by confidence, but not in myself, in our Lord, who has shown me and has done for me and my family more than we could ever ask or imagine. Fortunately, tonight is not the end. Tonight is the beginning of a new adventure. Fellow graduates, we're not given this treasure of seminary to hoard it for ourselves. We're called to be the light of the world. My prayer is that our graduating class would make an impact for Christ in the same way that we've been impacted here at Phoenix Seminary. Let's go and do it.
I understand.